speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Can you believe that this is still going on? As a matter of fact, today when I tweeted out some of the headlines we're going to be covering today, some of the issues, I put up a meme. And it's a woman sitting on a bed talking to her doctor. He's got the stethoscope and the white coat and the thing in his hand. She says, "Doctor, when do you think COVID-19 will be over?" And the doctor says, "I don't know. I'm not much into politics." That's right. That's what this is about. Look, I've got reports today. I've got a report from Alex Jones, Rob Dew. States were ordered, and we got it here in Texas. This is coming out of Plano, one of the largest counties, right outside of Dallas, one of the largest counties in Texas, saying that they were told to fraudulently inflate COVID-19 cases by a factor of 15. And as you see the headlines on Drudge and other mainstream media talking about the deaths, and of course, you know, it's now become about what Fauci called the surge is back. Everybody, the headlines repeating the surge. It's a surge. Second wave is a surge, right? Trying to scare everybody to death. Don't go near the beaches. Somebody got attacked by a shark. And folks, we have to highlight this because these people have really jumped the shark. You know, I talked about when you had the shark attack in California, they shut down a beach a couple of miles either side of the actual site. I said they didn't shut down all the beaches in California. They didn't shut down all the beaches on the West Coast and the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico because of that one shark attack. But boy, that's what they do with the power of the media, the power of the blitzkrieg information war, social media intimidating Republican governors who are spineless like Abbott. Hey, Abbott, don't let Costello News Network shame you into a corner along with the bots on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, this is real grassroots stuff, pushing all this to lock us down and so forth. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not bots at all, is it? It's not political at all, is it? Oh, it's all real, right? Got Ron Paul chiming in on it. We have some update articles that show more connections to Fauci's financial ties to all of this. President Fauci. Yes, that's right. President Fauci, the NIH, owns patents on Moderna's vaccine, the most dangerous one. And, of course, just coincidentally, this is the guy that got chosen to be the vaccines are, and NIH has got financial interests in pushing this. Now, ask yourself, why do we have organizations like the National Institute of Health? Why do we have these bureaucracies like that? And the CDC, which takes a lot of private money, and you have the people who are on the board of the Vaccine Immunization Advisory Committee, telling doctors what the standard of care is. You know, kind of like what Fauci did with remdesivir?
It's the standard of care now. I did a study. Nobody's looked at this, but trust me on this. We got to do something about this surge. And I got just the thing here. Remdesivir.
Yeah, and it turns out it's going to cost about $5,000 per patient, as opposed to hydroxychloroquine, which costs $1 per pill. Or something like azithromycin. And zinc, also about that same area. $1 a pill, whatever. Azithromycin was what I got. Zinc, vitamin C, when I got very sick with the flu. Could have been coronavirus. I don't know. You know, it's certainly was a bad case of the flu, but I got over it because I took Z-Pak, vitamin C, zinc, things like that. Not an expensive, dangerous drug that these guys own patents in. Just like the CDC's got over 50 patents and vaccines. Oh, Fauci's got patent connections to the Moderna vaccine as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars World Vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 30th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 106. 106. I mean, we're going for the record set by the Iranian hostage-taking. Of course, it only took about a year of that before Carter lost the election. So they didn't have time to do that a year in advance. But if they get it done, you know, by a couple of hundred days, about half the time, or, you know, two-thirds of the time that it took to get Carter out of office, if they lock down all Americans, not just Americans in a foreign embassy, you think President Trump's going to win? President Trump, you need to be president. You need to stop President Fauci. He's taken over your job. You're sitting on the sidelines tweeting or in the bathroom tweeting while he is taking down this country with lies. And let me give you an example of this. You know, he was just out last week giving an interview where he's talking about, well, we got the science and authority. There's a lot of people out there that don't like science and authority, right? Well, he's using his beard, as supposedly, you know, he is a scientist. Actually, he is a patent. These guys at the NIH, I've got a lot of information about how dirty they are in terms of their financial links to these drugs that they're pushing. But let's play for you what a real scientist said, a Nobel Prize winner, Professor Levitt of Stanford University. He was pushing back on this at the very beginning. I'm going to play the clip for you, but the bottom line, he said, and I tweeted this out this morning, you can see it there as well. Nobody said to me, let me check your numbers. He said, I disagreed with all these people on the science on this. And I said, here's what I'm saying. Nobody said, well, let me look at these numbers. They just told him, stop talking like that. Just shut up. You think this is medical? You think this is scientific? Or do you think this is political? All these people who say we've got science on our side, and they're afraid to defend their science. They just argue from a position of authority, which is what Fauci does. They don't want you to question this. They don't want to debate it. They want to silence you. And that's what they tried to pull on this Nobel Prize winner, Professor Levitt of Stanford. Let's play video clip number three.
People are insisting on refereed reports. No one wants to share anything. The scientists are more panicked and scared of reality than anybody else. The august organizations like Linda, the Royal Society, the National Academy of Science have been totally silent. I am really disappointed. This has got nothing to do with the politics. As a group, scientists have failed the younger generation. There should have been a committee formed either by the Nobel Foundation, by Linda, by the Royal Society, the National Academy, in the middle of February, when this was coming down the road, and we should have discussed this. Instead, we let economics and politics dedicate the science. And for me, the worst opposition I got was from very, very prominent scientists who were so scared that the non-scientists would break quarantine and infect them. There was total panic. And the fact is that almost all the science we were hearing, for example, from organizations like the World Health Organization, was wrong. We had Facebook censoring the World Health Organization, contrary views. This has been a disgraceful situation for science, and I have nothing to do. We should have been talking with each other. Reports were released openly, shared by email, and all I got back was abuse. And you got to see that everything I said in that first 6 weeks was actually true, and for political reasons, we as scientists let our views be corrupted. The data had very clear things to say. Nobody said to me, let me check your numbers. They all just said, stop talking like that.
Yeah, we're not going to examine the numbers. And of course, they said, don't look at our numbers either. Don't look at the Imperial College and Edinburgh University had. And they said, your stupid model can't even with the same input, it produces a different answer each time. And that's absolute garbage. And of course, it was written in Fortran, something like 15,000 lines of Fortran. That gives them plausible deniability. Oh, we're just idiots. We're not trying to lie to you, right? Let me tell you something. You want to talk about COVID deaths? Let's talk about what's really dying here. That's what I also put in the tweet. I said, we are seeing the death of science and reason. We're seeing the death of tens of millions of jobs and the death of the middle class, death of small businesses. We're seeing the death of society. You know what's being reborn in all this? A technocracy. A technocratic elite. You know, when Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote that book, Between Two Ages, you know, it was a technocratic elite. They were going to be in charge. They were going to monitor everything that everybody did. Where are we now? We have the birth of technocracy because science is being used like a weapon. And I don't mean the weapons that they're constantly escalating to kill everybody quickly. Yeah, that's troubling enough. Whether they are kinetic weapons, nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons. And now they have science used as a weapon against speech and thought. As these people, these same people at the NIH are saying, well, you know, we're going to start our own mind reading program. You know, DARPA's got its mind reading program and they're going to do that. You know, you had Fauci, who was put in charge of sequencing the human genome, and he went from the Human Genome Project to the NIH and immediately set up the Human Connectome. Oh, we're going to analyze now, break down the brain so we can figure out what you're thinking. And until that happens, they're going to tell you what to think, and they're going to use social media to monitor that. It's a closed-loop feedback. It isn't like the old days where they just controlled everything that you saw, heard, read. But it was an open loop. They couldn't really tell, is this working really? Now they've got a closed loop. They not only control everything that you see, say, hear, but they can also look at what you say. And they can determine whether or not their narrative is working and fine-tune it in real time. That's where we are right now. The death of science. And I thought it was interesting when he said, a lot of these scientists, the reason they went along was because they were afraid that the hoi polloi, the general public, you and I, the filthy people, that we'd break quarantine and infect them. So they went along with a lockdown to protect themselves. That sounds pretty much like the attitude of the elitist, doesn't it? Yeah, it's spread very wide now throughout the bureaucracy, throughout the scientific community. This is an older scientist, Nobel Prize winner. He really believes in science. But let me tell you something. The group of scientists that we have now, this next generation, for the most part, they are as dangerous, and I would say more so, than Antifa. They have no regard for the foundations that have given us freedom in the West, in Western civilization. They have no regard for free speech. They have no regard for scientific inquiry or truth, any of this. It's just naked self-interest. They're nothing but a Marxist mob. And that includes the scientists. So as Ron Paul points out, he says for months, the Washington Post and the rest of the mainstream media have kept the morbid COVID-19 death count on their front pages at the top of their news broadcasts. It was always a death count in the headline, and they still throw that back out there. But now they're putting out a count of cases. Why are the cases going up? Well, the cases are going up because now they have tests. How did they know that people were dying when they didn't have tests? They didn't even know if people were dying with it, let alone from it, right? And as Ron Paul points out, unfortunately, many governors, including our own governor here in Texas, Governor Abbott. Hey, Abbott, grow a spine, man. This is ridiculous what you're doing to us. you're intimidated and weeping in the corner because the social media mob bullied you? He said, our own governor here in Texas, and this is other Republican governors as well, who are pulling back now. They said, well, we're going to open up. No, we're going to pull back because I'm getting a lot of pressure. They don't believe anything. They don't believe anything. They don't care about anything but being elected and going to another office. So they get pressure from Main Street, from businesses who are losing their livelihood, losing their entire life. It's like, okay, I'll open up a little bit. Or churches. And then when the mob, the Twitter mob comes after them, it's like, all right, I'll shut it back down again. I mean, they're just vacillating all over the place. From the governor up to the president. No foundation.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, if you look at the Wall Street Journal, if you look at mainstream media, if you look at the Drudge Report, you'll see U.S. coronavirus cases are surging.
Surge, it's a surge.
Right, everywhere. Gravitas, gravitas. They latch onto a single word, and they just echo it over and over again. Gravitas was the most obvious one when they did that years ago. Anyway, so that's the headline. Coronavirus cases surge amid strains on hospitals. A surge in coronavirus cases, I'm quoting Fauci here, in parts of the U.S. have prompted several states and locales to pause or roll back reopening. And we're going to play a special report coming up next segment from Alex Jones, Rob Dew, how we've got people in Plano, Texas, at that county, one of the largest counties that's outside of Dallas, Plano's not the county. Plano's a city, the county that it's in. Talking about how they were told, they were ordered to inflate the coronavirus cases by 15 times. Oh, we're going to go out and test people. Because, you know, you may not even know you got it. So many people are asymptomatic. But you better be afraid of a disease that you can get and not even know it, right? As I point out, the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 4,000 people. They said they tested everybody. I don't know if these tests are any good or not. They tested everybody. They found that 600 of the people living in close quarters, eating at buffets that the FDA doesn't like anymore. So eating at buffets, living in close quarters, kind of a sedentary lifestyle. These people who are coming in, a lot of them elderly, had 600 people, a little over 600 people that tested positive, and only 300 of them, about half of them, were symptomatic. The other half didn't even have any symptoms, but they tested positive. And then of those 300 people, 12 died. It wasn't that bad on the aircraft carrier that got it. But nevertheless, you've got Arizona Governor Doug Ducey closing bars now throughout the state, limiting gatherings to 50 people or less. You have Governor Abbott here in Texas. After the Twitter mob got after him a couple of days ago. All right, that's it. That's it. We're going to lock it back down again. Now, for 4th of July, you can't have more than 100 people celebrate your freedom. Well, guess what? That's 4th of July. I don't feel like celebrating my freedom. I feel like defying them, not celebrating. It's time to defy these people because they are not legitimate authority. You understand that? In Florida, beaches in some of the state's largest counties were ordered closed for the 4th of July weekend. That's another Republican governor. So Wall Street Journal is going down and shaming all these Republican governors for having the audacity to open up in defiance of President Fauci's orders and guidelines and recommendations, which are really treated as orders for everybody. They're guidelines and recommendations, but it's passive aggressive. L.A. County Department of Health Services said, well, because we've seen all these cases now, many people tested, many of them no symptoms, but we are now very sadly likely to see an increase in mortality in the weeks ahead because they haven't seen an increase in mortality. As Ron Paul was saying, I was just reading that to you in the last segment. He said, in fact, there's been much reporting that the spike, the surge in Texas cases is not due to a resurgence of the virus, but to hospital practices, where they test every single patient coming in for any procedure at all. They test them for coronavirus. Why would they do that, asks Ron Paul. Well, we've told you in the past why they do that. Why would they be so dishonest? Well, they've been incentivized by federal dollars. So you have the federal government, as we're going to play for you coming up, telling them inflate the number of cases by a factor of 15. They're paying people, they're paying the hospitals to test people. And if you get a positive test, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. It's like a game show. We got a winner. Got a winner right here. And I forgot I was reporting what the amount the bounties were for diagnosing somebody with COVID-19. And then another bounty, if you put them on an invasive, ventilator, which kills 90% of the people. Between the two of those, you know, the machines are very expensive. They were like $42,000. But if you combine the federal government's bounty for putting somebody on a ventilator and the bounty for diagnosing them, I think it was something like $19,000 for diagnosing them. And then with a bounty for putting them on the ventilator, It was like $1,000. I think it was $42,000 and $43,000. So the total for diagnosing somebody and putting them on was $1,000 more than the machine costs. Now, if you were ever in a business where you could buy an asset and you could rent it once, rent it, not sell it, rent it once and make $1,000 profit. Yeah, that's an incentive, isn't it, for doing that? And Kit Knightley with the offguardian.org says, hospitals are paid for COVID-19 diagnosis and for putting patients on ventilators. That's right. Talked about that months ago. And so that is what is used to inflate the number of cases. Now, let's take a look at Houston in particular before we get to the report from Alex Jones at the bottom of the next segment. This is on the Drudge Report, pointing to TheWeek.com. TheWeek.com says nearly one-third of ICU coronavirus patients in a Houston hospital system are reportedly under 50. Now, that story is still up. It's still being used to panic people. Even though that same hospital that they're talking about, Houston Methodist Hospital, the CEO came out and he says, no, that's not true. That's not true. That's okay. They're going to leave it up there. Because fake news that supports their agenda is true, right? So this is what The Week says. Texas has emerged as one of the U.S.'s coronavirus hotspots now. Most of the patients testing positive at Houston Methodist Hospital System were over 50 back in April, reported the New York Times. And, of course, you believe everything the New York Times tells you, right? The Texas Tribune and Fox 4 in Dallas previously reported that people under 50 made up 50% of those hospitalized in June. But now, last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that states like Arizona, Florida, California are also seeing more patients in their 20s and 30s, and that's what they're saying. That here, nearly a third of the ICU coronavirus patients in the Houston hospital system are under 50. Now, this is what the guy who actually runs the hospital says. Houston Methodist CEO Dr. Mark Bloom told CNBC yesterday that the demographics of the outbreak have flipped and that mostly younger people are arriving in the state's hospital, often don't require ICU beds, even though many do get sick. He said we got about 200 more patients in-house, and we only have 3 or 4 people in the ICU. Oh, so you can clearly understand how 3 or 4 people would be nearly a third, right? Reported by the mainstream media. He said Houston Methodist has necessary capacity to handle this. He said he reiterated his comments from last week. The number of hospitalizations are being misinterpreted, he said. And quite frankly, we're concerned that there is a level of alarm in the community that is unwarranted right now. Except for political purposes. Because that's what this is really about. And why are they seeing a surge in the number of young people who have it? Because they're testing everybody. But, of course, they're not really sick. They're not going into the ICU. We'll be right back with that special report from Alex Jones. Stay with us.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, as we see the stage, we've had, for the death count, the game they were playing was, well, if somebody's got COVID-19, we'll say they died from COVID-19. Then they said, well, you don't even have to test. We'll just presume that they've got COVID-19. Any kind of respiratory illness, you just presume that that is it, and that is the cause of death. And so you get a rising death toll. Now the game is about total cases. And we got a report here from Alex Jones, Rob Dew, breaking. States have been ordered to fraudulently inflate COVID-19 cases 15 times the actual rate, and of course, financially incentivizing it. Here's our report from Alex Jones.
State of Texas, DSHS, has informed public health departments that they have adopted a revised definition for COVID-19 probable cases.
So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR. But now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. So at the end of this definition, there are 15 different options on how you could be classified as a probable case. Based on this diagram and what they report, there's a total of 17 cases now. One is still only confirmed because that was that original index case who then had all these contacts underneath in orange. And all the rest of them became probable, but they are still considered a case.
It has the potential to be a very significant event for us here in Texas and here in Collin County, as the state now has elected to adopt this new probable definition. If you have a subjective fever and you have a headache and you live in Collin County, you now meet the qualifications to be a probable COVID patient. It is remarkable how low the standard is now. Mm-hmm. If you have one of the major symptoms, you have a cough or you have shortness of breath, and you live in Collin County, then you can satisfy the definition for a probable COVID case. But I'm very concerned that we absolutely could see the numbers jump very rapidly in a way that actually is not indicative of what we're seeing here in the community in the public health department.
The clips you just saw took place on May 18th of this year, just a few weeks ago. Now, we were contacted by a whistleblower inside the state health department at a high level a few weeks ago about the big changes that were coming. Separately, another whistleblower contacted us with the video you just saw, and more we're about to play. But this is complete proof that the COVID-19 testing regime and the definitions they semantically use from the NIH and CDC are frauds. This has been confirmed. If one person tests positive for COVID-19, 15 people in the computer model are then said to have it. So possibles are now defined as of the middle of May as COVID cases. But it gets worse. They go on to say that they're going to say it's a COVID-19 even if someone's not been tested. And if someone dies without test, they're going to say it's COVID-19.
And let's say the virus called you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem. Some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
The new death requirements, you don't even have to be tested. You could be dead. If you haven't been tested for COVID, you could still have been around somebody with COVID, be a probable case, and be counted as a COVID death. Here's that clip.
They also updated the definition for deaths related to COVID-19. Previously, prior to this definition, it was only if you had a positive PCR result that you would be counted as someone who died related to COVID-19. Now that lab testing is no longer required to be counted towards that.
All right, now we're going to go to Aisha. She's the health department worker who works in epidemiology. This is about 2 minutes, and she goes into how we have a confirmed case, but here are these other things that we can add to it that make probable cases. So basically, if you sneeze and live in Collin County, you could be considered a probable case under these new guidelines. Here it is.
So if you do the FDA-approved testing, which right now is serology, looking for antibodies, mm-hmm. IgG, IgM, you have to have the clinical criteria. And if you don't have that, and then you have the EpiLink, then you could still be counted as a case. So if we look at the yellow box here, that's the approved testing, right? If yellow, you have the test, and then you have any of the blue, you're a probable case. If you're yellow and you have any other close contact, which doesn't mean you're sick, you're a probable case. And then if you're out, if you don't do any of that lab work, and then you get sick and you were a contact of a case, you are then counted as a probable case. You have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19 or a probable case, or you came to a location where it's endemic. Right now, Texas has stated that they are considering the state as an endemic area. So that means if I just went and got serology testing done with no symptoms and I was positive, whether it's saying that recent infection or current infection, my new antibodies, or it's like I've had them for a while, I would be counted as a probable case. So basically these three boxes, you can be yellow and blue without green to be counted as probable, yellow and green without the blue, and then blue and green without the yellow. But for the blue and green, if you had contact, that has to be within 14 days. So let's say activity dies down, slows down, and we're not considered endemic. Then we need that 14 day. But right now, that 14 day doesn't matter. Moving forward, it may, when activity slows down. So at the end of this definition, there are 15 different options on how you could be classified as a probable case. Okay. So that same scenario, a little bit more extended, Now, if we look at it with the new probable case definition, where some individuals had the FDA-approved testing of IgM, IgG, some individuals just had contact with someone who is classified as a COVID case, whether they are confirmed or probable. So at the end of this, based on this diagram and what they report, there's a total of 17 cases now. One is still only confirmed because that was that original index case who then had all these contacts underneath in orange. And all the rest of them became probable, but they are still considered a case.
I've been on air 26 years, and this story has me shaking. Because we already knew they were putting out fraudulent numbers and fake tests and taking people that had died of car wrecks and gunshot wounds and the flu and pneumonia and putting them in the COVID column. That's confirmed. But to have whistleblowers at the state of Texas tell us this weeks ago and now be sent this video where the county is implementing this is just staggering. I mean, we have caught them red-handed in massive fraud, but they believe because it's bureaucratic, because it's scientific, because it's mathematic, that they, the bureaucrats, can hide behind what they've done in this massive power grab.
Here's the key words, case and probable case. And what the counties are doing, especially here in Texas, is taking probable cases and cases, merging them into one number, calling them cases, and that's it. And that's how they're inflating these numbers, and that's why we're getting these gross inflated numbers. And it's the only way, I mean, it's basic science, add it up.
And this is the smoking gun. They admit the state of Texas has been directed by the feds, who are directed by the UN, to say that probable cases are cases. They say it over and over again. It's in the slide. It's in the documents. And that's why, as soon as this gets implemented 2 weeks ago, the number goes straight up.
Yeah.
That's the setup. So we'll be covering this more on the syndicated radio TV show tomorrow. But please, ladies and gentlemen, realize they are censoring medical doctors, scientists, you name it, all over the place that are exposing that the hospitals were empty, that they were shipping people with COVID into nursing homes, that the tests are doing false positives. But just like Elon Musk and just like Dr. Ron Paul and others, we can override their system. And this is posted to Band-Aid video where, at least for now, they can't shut us down and censor us. So you can share this vital information. The bottom line is they're counting. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action, and I salute and thank you. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her, and she said, "Get away 6 feet," and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Expression. Maybe you've heard that song. That's a great arrangement. Jazz hymns. That's what that is from. But the rhetorical question was, is there no balm in Gilead? What does that mean? Is there no medicine in Gilead? Of course, it was a rhetorical question because Gilead was famous at the time for the healing balm for the medicine. And yet, when we look at Gilead Pharmaceuticals, and Fauci's connections to this. There is no balm in this Gilead, folks. Just big piles of cash. And a lot of conflicts of interest and corruption. And I think that President Fauci ought to be impeached. I think he ought to go to jail. You want to... This is your opportunity here, President Trump, to get rid of the power that has taken over your throne. That you have turned this over to. Remember, it was Fauci pushing remdesivir. And you had a study that came out of China because one of the reasons that they're doing this in China, you know, China patented remdesivir in China. Now, Gilead has a patent outside of China. But, you know, they don't really pay attention to intellectual property. But that's part of the China price, just piracy. But it is a company that has a Chinese basis, Chinese-American company, Gilead is. And so I don't know where they did it first. Nevertheless, as you had a study come out of China showing that remdesivir actually not only didn't do anything, but they had a few more people die because they gave it to people who were in very serious condition. And so that was put up on the WHO site, the World Health Organization. And it was immediately pulled down that same day. And then within a week, Fauci, who has a lot of, he's tried to sell this drug multiple times. He tried to sell it as a treatment for HIV. He tried to sell it as a treatment for Ebola. And eventually, he was exposed as being a fraud with both of those cases. And so now he's back out trying to push it for COVID-19. Gotta get some money for that. You know, they patented this thing back in 2009. Typically, you get about 20 years on a pharmaceutical patent. So, I mean, these guys are like 11 years in the 20-year patent. Hey, we got to find a way to sell this stuff. We got a lot of bucks that we invested in this, and we can make a lot of money out of it. And now they looks like they will. So a week after the study showing that it not only was not effective, but it was actually made things a little bit worse, and they took that study down. Fauci puts up a week later his study that wasn't reviewed by anybody, that was funded by his NIH, the people there at the NIH. And then he immediately comes out and says, this is the new standard of care. Can't have hydroxychloroquine. It's too cheap and it's not patented and it's not being produced by anybody. It's got any financial ties to Fauci. So now the prices were finally released yesterday. And here's the price. And this is all you need to know about remdesivir and why Fauci, the fraud, President Fauci, keeps pushing this. It's going to cost, and some of the headlines say a little over $2,000. Some of them say a little over $3,000. Here's the breakdown on how this goes. Government pricing. So if you're the government, you get a discount, right? $2,300 a patient for the shortest treatment. If you've got to go for the longer-term treatment, it's going to be $4,300. But if you're not a government buyer, in other words, a hospital, then you're going to pay $3,120 to get the shorter treatment, or you're going to pay $5,700 for the longer duration treatment. There you go. That's all you need to know about remdesivir. Oh, wait, there's one more thing. What is their cost? Well, you know, their ability to make money off of this thing isn't quite as good as a vaccine, because with a vaccine, you know, your costs are also pretty low in terms of these pharmaceutical drugs, but you also don't have any liability either. Now, the remdesivir, they might possibly have liability. They don't have immunity. But remdesivir only costs $9 per dose, but they're going to be selling it up to $5,700 per course of treatment. $9 per dose. The American Association of Physicians and Surgeons reports the Gateway Pundit have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Services. I was just reporting HHS's Alex Azar talking about how we all got to wear masks, right? And they're trashing the HHS as well as the FDA are trying to keep you from getting hydroxychloroquine. And so you have the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons filing a lawsuit saying this is irrational interference because you got a lot of doctors who want to prescribe this. As a matter of fact, it is the first choice in for treatment for coronavirus, hydroxychloroquine is, in a study of 6,000 doctors. That's their first choice. Never in history have we seen such a determined effort by the scientific community and the pharmaceutical industry to downplay and lie about the use of a successful drug to treat a deadly disease. And let me tell you, we began the program this hour with a quote from a Nobel Prize winner saying at the very beginning of this, I said it wasn't going to be much different from flu. And I gave them the data and they didn't say, well, we have a problem. Show us your numbers. We have a problem with what you did here and here. They didn't even critique it. They just said, shut up. Because, folks, we're now into not just fake news, we're into fake science. But they're using this and claiming and the argument from authority, and you actually heard that. You know, Fauci saying, well, we got science, we got authority, and we got a sage, because I tell you so. Don't question his authority. Don't question his science. Don't look at the numbers. Just do what he says, because he's president. And so a Gateway Pundit says, well, first, the problem that they had with hydroxychloroquine is it was safe. It's been around for 60 years. People know what the side effects are. It does have side effects. It is a prescription drug, but you know, that's why you go to a doctor. Is this going to be something that's going to interact with you in a bad way? But it is safe and it's inexpensive. Second reason is, of course, that Donald Trump promoted its use. They just give you two reasons. I'll give you two more reasons. They want to extend this lockdown, obviously, just like HHS Secretary Alex Azar and the FDA. And the FDA now wants to use this authority to shut down salad bars and every middle class restaurant as well. And then the fourth reason that they want to do this is because they want to hold out for the vax and tracks agenda. They're going to vaccinate you. They're going to track you. They're going to give you the immunity passports. This has been the agenda. And it's amazing what Gates is getting, everything that he wanted. Gilead, by the way, spends millions of dollars lobbying the government. And I wonder how much money they spent on advertising with Fox, CNN, MSNBC, lobbying the news and lobbying the public. Gilead, of course, is also, as I mentioned, in China. They're partnered with Wuxi Aptech, And they are located in Wuxi City and also in China, but they have some facilities in the U.S., St. Paul and Philadelphia and Atlanta. But guess what? Wuxi Aptech is owned in part by George Soros. There you go, George Soros. And as WND reported, Gilead is linked to UNITAID. UNITAID is a UN organization, an outgrowth of the United Nations, the Millennial Declaration of 2000. Large investors in UNITAID include the WHO, George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all the usual suspects. I think Kaiser Soze's got a stake in this as well, don't you think? It's a partnership with the Clinton Health Access Initiative as well. And both Fauci and Burks are associated, of course, with the Clinton Health Initiative. And then when you look at the course of treatment, prices for azithromycin, $1.40. Hydroxychloroquine, $1. But, of course, this is going to be, that's per dose. And I don't know how many doses are in the remdesivir, but a course of treatment is going to cost you up to $5,700. All right. You don't have to pay $5,700 to get some things that are going to help your health. And you can support free speech and the health of independent media as well. We've got our 4th of July special. I've got more about this, more about vaccines. We've got a very special guest that's going to be coming up in the 4th hour. You're going to want to stay around and hear from our guest who's coming on the 4th hour. I'm not going to tell you who it is just yet. We'll tweet it out before he comes on. But, folks, if you want to help your health, there's a lot of safe and effective ways to do this. You know, I mean, you had the FBI have to go in and raid a place that was giving people vitamin C injections. There's nothing wrong with vitamin C injections. We don't sell them. And, you know, if you want vitamin D, you don't have to get an injection. As a matter of fact, you can get the same effect. Our Ultra 12 is part of our 4th of July special, 50% off. We have free shipping, double Patriot points for our 4th of July special. We've added Vasobeat, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That's a big discount. Winter Sun, 50% off. Vitamin D, folks, is very, very effective at building your immune system. As a matter of fact, a vitamin D deficiency is the key thing behind many immune diseases.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
We were told by the United Nations, we were told by the CDC and Fauci that 2+ million Americans would die, that millions of Europeans would die if we did not do exactly as they said. And it turned out it was all fraud. The models, the testing, taking regular deaths and putting it in the COVID-19 column, all a complete criminal fraud. But none of them are getting sued. None of them are getting prosecuted. None of them are getting in trouble except for Bill Gates. The FDA shut down his factories that are making fake COVID tests that show everyone is positive. And despite that, they're still testing record numbers of people, creating hysteria and saying the numbers spiking and why it'll be 200,000 dead by the election. And it's all Trump's fault. And now, oh, China had 40 cases in one city. We've had a lockdown again. Everything's over. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order teaching us to be total prisoners. Either we expose the COVID hoax or we're all permanently enslaved by it. Your choice.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're talking about the obscene profits and, you know, the way that Fauci stoked the stock market. You know, after the bad report that surfaced for a short period of time at the WHO, and they pulled it down, it came out of China, and the stock went down, the market was depressed, and then Fauci comes out with his report, says, look at this. And if you look at the data, it still didn't show any improvement. They said, well, it didn't help anything with the number of people who died, but if they survived, they got better 30% faster. It's like, what? That's the standard of care? Not curing people? But when he came out with a report, not only did Gilead stock go up, but the entire stock market went up because, like, if we got a drug, we can get back to work and we can stop the lockdown.
Well, not too fast here. We got another surge coming. Yeah. You can just feel it. I imagine it. I heard somebody cough in the other room. I know it's a surge.
So this is where we are now, folks. This kind of corruption, but it gets deeper. It gets deeper because Fauci is now out there saying the vaccine might not get us the herd immunity. Wait a minute. I thought that was the whole end game here. You know, phase four, you're going to vaccinate people. You're going to track us. You're going to set up a tracking system, ID 2020, that Gates has been working on. Isn't that the end game, phase four? Well, he goes on with CNN, and CNN does this little puff piece with him. Fauci says the U.S. still may not have full herd immunity by the time it gets a vaccine. Why not? You mean it's not going to work? Well, he says at this point he would settle for a vaccine that is 70 to 75% effective.
I doubt seriously any vaccine will ever be 100% effective.
I seriously doubt it too. I seriously doubt that that any of them are effective.
The best we've ever done, he says, is measles.
And he says that measles is 97 to 98% effective. Okay, folks, why then do you have to get measles two or three times? Got to get shot two or three times. And why do we have outbreaks? As I've reported many times, you know, I had an outbreak in New York. Patient zero had been vaccinated two times.
Oh, well, that means we've got to do it three times now.
And all of the people who got sick had been vaccinated multiple times. And he says this, that's four people and that outbreak. That was something to panic about, right? Measles? He says, what are you talking about? Panicking about measles? Everybody I know my age had measles when we were kids. Our parents would bring us in and make sure we had measles so we could get it over with and get it when we were kids. So it wasn't such an important disease. I mean, it's much more serious if you get it at a later age, which means that if you get temporary immunity, even if the vaccine does convey temporary immunity, it is temporary. They admit that. That means that you might get it at a later age, and it'll be a lot more serious. Except it's still not that serious. Just like COVID-19 is not serious. But now they got the entire world locked down. But here's what he's after, folks. When he says 97-98% effective, CNN then asks him, they said, when asked by me, in other words, CNN, whether herd immunity would be reached if only 70 to 75% of Americans get vaccinated, he said, well, that's unlikely. Oh, so now that's the game he's playing. What he's saying is that if we had 70 to 75% effectiveness, that's going to require 100% of you to get vaccinated. And that's one of the reasons why President Fauci and his assistant, President Trump, are pushing Operation Warp Speed and why they got the military working on the logistics of this to make sure they've got 300 plus million doses for each and every one of us. Yeah, they're going to tell you they aren't going to know if it's safe. They aren't going to know if it's effective. But they're going to come up with their cooked numbers, just like they are on the COVID deaths and on the COVID cases, a report that we had from Rob Dew, Alex Jones. And they're going to,
oh, yes, 75% effective, maybe. So in order to get herd immunity, all of you is going to have to get the vaccine. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the first hour, we lay it out for you why there is a surge everywhere. Why the Republican governors, Texas, Florida, why they are cowering in front of the social media mob. All right, we'll take back the reopening. These surges, as you heard from the report at the bottom of the hour, and you can see that full report at InfoWars.com, Rob Dew, Alex Jones pointing out that in, I think it was Collins County, is where Plano, Texas is involved, one of the largest counties in Texas. And they were saying, you know, well, if you got anybody that comes in and they got a cough, in this county, we've been told by the FDA that we got to count them as a COVID case. You don't even do any testing. If somebody is just in the area with somebody that we tested, then that person is going to be counted as a COVID test. I mean, a COVID case. They don't even have to have any symptoms, right? They're just in proximity. And this is why they're rolling out this contact tracing. Because then they'll be able to do it automatically, and you're going to see the cases soar to panic everybody. Because, you know, they've told you everybody's going to die. Except that they presume that people were dying from COVID when they don't even know they had COVID. And even when they had multiple other underlying causes, they said that that was the reason that people were dying. Now, in the last segment, I updated this. You know, we've seen the naked financial self-interest and promotion of Fauci with these people at Gilead. He has promoted this particular drug, remdesivir, over and over and over again. For HIV, for Ebola, and now for coronavirus, on the basis of a garbage study that was not reviewed after they censored the study that said this doesn't work. Fauci produces his own study within a week, and they jump the stock price and make a killing. And now they're going to make a killing when they put it out there, because instead of costing $1 per dose or $1.40 per dose like azithromycin or hydroxychloroquine, it's going to cost $300 or $400 per dose, and they're going to wind up, for people who are in serious condition, is $5,700 that they'll make treating them for that drug. And then Fauci takes it to the next step. Now we'll talk about vaccines. Fauci says, well, we may not get to herd immunity because, I don't know, I'm just guessing that these, telling CNN, I'm just estimating that we probably won't see any more than 70 to 75% effectiveness in the vaccine. How does he know this? They haven't done anything at all, right? How can he know what the effect? It's just pulling these numbers out of thin air. They're making this stuff up. You know this by now, right? The deaths are made up. The cases are made up. The effectiveness is made up. Why? Well, because these people are going to make a lot of money off of this. Because they're going to use this, and already have used it, to establish a political tyranny of unelected people who can order us around until they can start to track us, which has been the goal of the technocratic elite from the very beginning. It's not just what Gates has been talking about. It's not just his plan to have ID 2020. This goes back to the mid-70s. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika Brzezinski's dad, the guy who was the one who was really in charge during the Carter White House. He wrote Between Two Ages, a technocratic elite. They're going to track you everywhere. That's always been the plan, 50 years. And so when we look at this, you know, the vaccines are a way that they can plunder us, they can kill us, they can control us. And so what Fauci is saying,
if it's only 70 to 75% effective, you know, and CNN helps him on this, they underscore that, well, wait a minute, if it's only 70 to 75% effective, we can't get herd immunity because you're going to have 70 to 75% of the people that are protected against it, right? Oh, well, that means you got to have everybody get it, right? That's what he says. And that's one of the reasons why we have to make sure we engage the community. We need to help us for people to understand that we're doing everything we can to show that it's safe and effective. And it's for the good of them as individuals and in a society to take the vaccine. That's a quote. So there you go. CNN and Fauci telling you, you're all going to have to get it. That's why Operation Warp Speed, that Trump and Fauci, President Fauci and his assistant, I don't know what office Trump is in anymore. I know who's president. It's Fauci. And so President Fauci has got a plan for you. And he's got the military working on the logistics of it. I told you last week, they're working on this hard. Reuters did a whole series saying, look at how, you know, these people, it's a big test. You know, we got 123 different companies that are trying to get a piece of this big pie out there because it's unlimited money. And we got the military working on setting up how to do the logistics of this, because some of the stuff they got to keep at, what was it, minus 110 degrees Fahrenheit? Minus 110 degrees Fahrenheit? 112. Okay. So, I mean, you know, what happens if they don't do that? Well, maybe you might get sick or die. I don't know. They don't care. They don't have any liability, right? And here's an article from National File. Busted. The NIH owns a financial stake in the Gates-funded coronavirus vaccine. What a surprise. Is this surprising? Really? As a matter of fact, before we go to that article, I got a clip of Fauci. Let's play video clip number 8. We're saying that we might not get the herd immunity. Let's play that.
I doubt seriously that any vaccine will ever be 100% protected. The best we've ever done is measles, which is 97 to 98% effective. That would be wonderful if we get there. I don't think we will. I would settle for a 70, 75% effective vaccine.
And of course, he's a dictator.
To that level of,
so, you know, that's whatever he wants.
If only,
what we want.
Say, 70, 75% of Americans are willing to get the vaccine, and it's only, say, I think you just said 70, 75% effective.
Let's clarify this. Everybody's going
to
get it, right?
Herd immunity?
Unlikely. And that's one of the reasons why we have to make sure we engage the community as we're doing now to get community people to help us, for people to understand that we are doing everything we can to show that it's safe and that it's effective, and it's for the good of them as individuals and in society to take the vaccine.
You got to take the vaccine. And, of course, you know, we've had Bill Gates essentially say the same thing. Let's play video clip number 2. Bill Gates saying, you got no choice.
In my lifetime, this will be the greatest economic hit. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. You know, it's not
it's the
government who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease. And, you know, people are deeply affected.
Oh, she's nodding. Oh, yeah.
By seeing these deaths,
yeah,
by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain, and old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't, you know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
The entire population.
All right, that's it. And as you see that clip there, you've got the little reporter. They keep cutting back to her. She doesn't say anything. She just lets him monologue like a supervillain. And they cut back to her and she's nodding her head up and down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's right. Oh, everything Bill Gates says, that's true. Yeah. Well, it's true. That is what his agenda is. And let me tell you that it is about eugenics, depopulation, killing people, and raping us financially as well and politically. A story from National File points out the NIH owns a financial stake in Bill Gates-funded Moderna coronavirus vaccine. Now, Bill Gates did fund the Moderna vaccine. He gave them $20 million.
How much did President Fauci or President Trump, whoever is president, somebody is president in Washington and somebody is in charge of Operation Warp Speed. Who would that be? I don't know. But whoever it is, Bill Gates gave him $20 million and somebody in Washington in the Trump administration gave him $456 million. So is it a Gates-funded Moderna vaccine or is it a Trump-funded Moderna vaccine as they're pushing this out? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how these crooks, these bureaucrats, this conflict of interest. I mean, you know, we had Nancy Pelosi make a fortune on insider trading, and all the people in Capitol Hill are allowed to do that as well. They rolled that stock act back. And now we've got bureaucracies like the NIH and CDC profiting from these vaccines.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. We're already to the latter part of June, and of course, most of the country is not completely reopened again, and already Fauci and the UN Bill and Melinda Gates criminal combine are telling us, don't go to Trump rallies. Oh, no. But the very same media that promotes that we shouldn't go to Trump rallies is telling us we should go to the Democrat Party, Black Lives Matter, all white people are evil, mind control, brainwashing events. This is the attempted murder of common sense and logic. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be more politically active than you ever have, because we are going into hardcore United Nations controlled bondage. Major police departments like Los Angeles and Albuquerque, New Mexico are announcing they're going under UN control and turning their, quote, police into community activist organizers. This is just the beginning. Everything's going to accelerate now from this point out. So it's here. No more games. The New World Order has arrived. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse, and water filtration, and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Dr. Fauci, my eyes have seen your lies. And, of course, this is all really being run by Bill Gates' agenda. He's getting everything that he wants from President Fauci. Bill Gates, who's not a doctor. Maybe, you know, I tweeted that out, and while Twitter was shut down, or at least my mind or my particular, my own, I guess I got my own personal censor or something, because they stopped shadow banning me for a short period of time, the first month of the lockdown. And now they're back. Pulling off followers and so forth. But when that wasn't there, there was a tweet that I put out. I got thousands of retweets. I said, you know, Bill Gates is not a doctor, and a bunch of other things that Bill Gates is not. Some of the things that Bill Gates is, we can talk about that. But anyway, that got a lot of tweets. And but you know, maybe he's got some. Maybe he bought an honorary PhD. I mean, he throws money around so much, it's not too hard to buy an honorary PhD. Maybe he's got a lot of different PhDs that he bought. But he's bought a lot of government figures. Fauci is one of them. And let's just take a look at this article from National File, talking about the financial interests that the National Institute of Health has. They own patents on this Moderna vaccine. Fauci, a financial ally, Bill Gates, and Fauci's institute is part of the NIH, has been critical of hydroxychloroquine, of course, and pushing remdesivir for thousands of dollars. The FBI even raided a health spa serving intravenous vitamin C, reports National File. Quote from Francis Collins, "We do have some particular stake in the intellectual property for the Moderna vaccine." Oh, they do? One of the vaccines, he says, the one that's furthest along, what started actually at the federal government in our own vaccine research center at the NIH. That's the one that Fauci is in charge of. Then worked with a biotech company called Moderna to get on to where we are now with a very impressive phase 1 result. It's going to be the standard of care to help you with the siege. Newly published documents from Public Citizen show the patents that are owned by the NIH on this vaccine that they're going to push. Now, how is that not a conflict of interest? As a matter of fact, we've seen this whole game before. We've seen that the CDC has patents on vaccines that they push. Do you know that CDC members own more than 50 different patents on vaccines? Each of the 12 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the ACIP committee, each of them have a lot of patents. And so they've got patents on the very drugs and vaccines that they're pushing. And not only that, but unlike remdesivir that Fauci has been hawking everywhere, they don't have any liability for the vaccines. And of course, you know, that goes back to 1986. One of the first things Fauci did when he got in was to make sure he was standing there right next to Ronald Reagan as they gave legal immunity to the vaccine companies for any damage that they did to anybody. But they go on to say, yeah, the U.S. government may jointly own a potential coronavirus vaccine. The NIH has played a critical role in coronavirus research for years. Yeah, that's right. Funding research in China, right there at that Wuhan lab, biosafety level 4 lab. They're only biosafety level 4 lab. And when they were told to stop that research here because it was unethical, no good can come of it, they said. They were criticized when they continued to fund it in spite of orders from Congress to not do that. Fauci and Collins funded it at Chapel Hill and other universities, and they even paid the Chinese at that lab $3.7 million when they were told by Congress not to do it. These people are a law unto themselves, and now they have locked down the entire country in violation of the Constitution. That's the kind of tyranny that we're experiencing right now. And so, you know, when you look at this and you look at the connections with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, ID 2020, by 2020, we've got to have an ID for everybody. And then last fall, he was announced that he had funded and finished a vaccine/tattoo that tells them what the history is. And you go back to Fauci's connection, not only to the immunity for the pharmaceutical companies back in 1986, but also to his connections to Bill Gates' father, going back to 2001. It just goes on and on, folks. When we look at how they're moving ahead with the contact tracing, there's a company, and it is interesting, this MTX company that has been selected as the contact tracing company here in Texas. The Texas government has paid $295 million to a small company that has a empty office, pretty much, in Frisco, Texas. And they're going to be in charge of the contact tracing. And, of course, they've already got big lucrative contracts for contact tracing with the state of New York and some other states. None of them as big as the one here in Texas to track people. They are a partner, very close connections with Google. And what are they going to do? Well, if you look at the contract, as they did in this article from National File, busted NIH owns financial stake in Gates-funded coronavirus. When you look at what is going on with this contact tracing company, MTX, here in Texas, and they're doing it not just in Texas, but for multiple states, here's what they're going to do when they get the information. Number one, the records may be disclosed to contractors. Number two, also to state and local health departments. They will also give the information to the Department of State, you know, in case you want to travel internationally. The records will also be disclosed to the Department of Homeland Security, to medical personnel. They'll give them to the World Health Organization. Personal information may be disclosed to federal, state, and local authorities so they can put people under quarantine or isolation. Also to state and local legal departments, and on and on and on. You should be very concerned about this, especially when you look at the fact that the European Union, and I've talked about this briefly before, let me just remind you that the European Commission had a roadmap to vaccination months before this pandemic broke out. Yeah, Gates was simulating it. These people, they had a plan for all of this, and it goes back not just months, but years. But we got the document from months before, 10-page document, jointly hosted at a conference by the EC and the World Health Organization on September the 12th. They called it a global vaccination summit under the heading 10 Actions Towards Vaccination for All. Everyone should be able to benefit from the power of vaccination. And, of course, Gates has his IA 2030, the immunization agenda, that by 2030 he wants to have, quote, everyone, everywhere, at every age, vaccinated with every kind of vaccine they can imagine. But that was the header. And so they got several different lessons in this manifesto. And they have lessons and actions that need to be done. Lesson number one, promote global political leadership and commitment to vaccination. Lesson number four, tackle the root cause of vaccine hesitancy by increasing confidence in vaccines. And you just saw Fauci doing his job with that. Lesson five, harness the power of digital technologies to strengthen the monitoring of people. Lesson number nine, fight false information, censorship, control, deplatforming, banning, everything that we're seeing right now. And it's President Fauci, the European Union, World Health Organization, Bill Gates, and Trump is just standing by.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running this special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action, and I salute and thank you.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, we know this tracking is coming. We know they want to keep us locked down. This is such an incredible sham. I can't believe this is going on for 106 days. And so when we look at how this is rolling out, Reason Magazine is saying, well, you know, we got all these governors talking about it, interstate travel restrictions and so forth. And President Trump floated that idea. Well, maybe the governors need to, I don't know, maybe they need to test people at the borders or whatever. It's like, are you kidding me? But now we have Cuomo. And we have Rhode Island, and we have Connecticut, I think it is, that's in this. Yeah, Connecticut governor announced they have a joint incoming travel advisory. As of June 28, quarantine orders apply to anybody traveling from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. Well, kind of. They apply to most travelers, but they, quote, do not apply to any individual passing through the designated states for a limited duration. In other words, less than 24 hours of the course of travel. So, in other words, you've got to truck driver, you can't get coronavirus from a truck driver, so just let them come through or anybody else. I'm just passing through. It's garbage, right? But it's like the TSA rules. They don't have to be effective. They don't have to do anything for your safety. They can tell you, oh, you're going to feel safer, right? But we're just going to take your liberty. You know, this is really just about harassment and control and about political posturing. And yet Reason points out, Reason's position on this is that they don't really have the ability to do this. So don't worry, it's just political posturing. Let me tell you something. They're going to do this. They're going to track you. They're going to control your movements within the country, not just if you're flying either. It's going to come to the roads. Remember, the TSA, and I've been saying this always, it's the Transportation Security Administration. It's not the airport administration. Yeah, they've rolled all this stuff out of the airport first and worst, but it's going to come to everything. That's why you would see the Viper plans, a few years ago. They were doing some tests and stuff, but they didn't really have the justification for doing that. Now they're going to create manufacture consent. That's what they're working on. Just like Bill Gates said, it doesn't really matter if the government says you can come out now. People are afraid. He knows exactly what he's doing. His surrogate, President Fauci, has got you scared to death. That's why I said it's not enough for President Trump to make some snarky remarks on the sideline and tweet once in a while. It's not even enough for President Trump and some of these spineless Republican governors who don't have the will not stick to the reopening orders. They get pressure from one group and say, "Okay, we'll reopen." Pressure from, "All right, we'll close back again." They don't know. They don't believe anything, and they don't follow the law, and they don't care about individual liberty. They're just flapping in the wind, all of these politicians. They have no foundation, no principles, and no authority. They swore to uphold the Constitution. And when they violate the Constitution, they don't have any authority. So, when we look at what these people are doing, understand that it is coming. It isn't just political posturing. They're going to work. They're working on this. They're going to make it happen. And we're talking about airlines. I mean, they're working on making that even more hellish than it already is to travel on an airplane. But there was an interesting article from the LA Times, the end of the week, last week. This guy has come up with an invention to disinfect a plane very quickly. How does it do it? Using ultraviolet light. Quickly disinfect the entire airplane cabin in just 10 minutes at a cost of only $10. And they said it looks like an airline beverage cart. It has two mechanical arms that stretch out over the plane seats like a pair of wings. And it emits ultraviolet light. And it sterilizes it. Now, think about that. In just 10 minutes, it passes down the entire length of the airline cabin. So it doesn't have to dwell very long in one area in order to sterilize it. Because, ultraviolet light. Now, what have they been lying to you about with all this? Oh, what? Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything anywhere. And I told you very early on, I said, look at this. You've got scientists in Germany. Went inside of a house, not even on the outside, inside of a house. He said, the whole family was diagnosed with COVID-19. There you go. There's a picture of that device. They were diagnosed with COVID-19. We went into the house, couldn't find any trace of it on any surfaces. So I don't think it survives very long. And you know what? It doesn't survive long at all when you expose it to UV light. Now, a virus is not alive. Bacteria is alive, and UV light has been used to sterilize pool water, some of those systems that have that. That was what President Trump got trolled on. He said, there's people that are, maybe we could shine light inside your veins. And people are like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, actually, this company that was actually working on something like that. Nevertheless, the reason they're not using it in pools is because of a circulation issue. Yeah, it can sterilize it in the water. It can break down a virus. It can kill the bacteria. But you have a circulation issue. So you can have like pockets of water where it's not really being circulated. That's why they still prefer chlorine in swimming pools. Why is it that they want to keep you locked in? Well, because if you get out in sunlight, number one, you get vitamin D. And vitamin D is perhaps the best thing that you can do to boost your immune system. Doesn't kill the coronavirus, but it boosts your immune system. Ultraviolet light, on the other hand, which is part of what you get when you go outside in the sun, does kill the virus. And yet, why are we keeping people out of parks? Why are we chaining up parks? Why are we closing beaches? Is it because they want to keep you sick? In addition to controlling you? In addition to destroying your financial independence and making you dependent on them and a handout from them, which, by the way, never comes? I mean, this is just... And then you have the lawyer in California who says CPS is trying to take my client's child because they tested positive for coronavirus. An L.A. family dependency lawyer, Christopher Borzi, stated the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services, they call it DCFS there. Everybody else calls it CPS, Child Protective Services, is trying to remove the child of a parent who tested positive for coronavirus. He tweeted out, "Today, in dependency court madness, L.A. County Department, CPS, recommended that the court remove my client's child from their physical custody after the parent tested positive for COVID-19. This is a non-offending parent. The judge ruled in favor of CPS and detained the child. He said, let that sink in. CPS is asking for children to be removed from their parents' custody due to COVID-19. Despite the parent making appropriate arrangements for their child. To be clear, he says, I completely support taking appropriate precautions recommended by the CDC to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So he even bows to the CDC. He even shines their shoes and kisses their feet like there's some Black Lives Matter authority. Because no lives matter to the CDC. Yeah, that's from Patrick Hallett. Okay, and other COVID excrement. That story made me laugh. People are defecating outside the Queen's vacation home. How's that for a excrement hits the fan scenario? And they say, we're disappointed to see so many people doing this next to paths and to monuments. Please remember that there are no public toilets open for miles around at the moment. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's your answer. They've shut down all the toilets, so people are defecating. And evidently, they're doing it around the monuments because perhaps the monuments give them a little bit of privacy. I don't know. It might also be because there's a big sign there that says Balmoral Castle. I don't know. Maybe that's what it's a sign. Is this a bowel movement castle or Balmoral? I don't know. And then, you know, we had Michael Bloomberg. Remember when everybody got upset about him as presidential candidate? He was dumping on farmers and mechanics. Anybody can learn to do that. That was not the point. You know, he said, my comments are being taken out of context. And actually, he was right. I have to agree with Michael Bloomberg on that, because here's the context he was talking about. He talked about, if you think about it, the agrarian society lasted 3,000 years and so forth. And he says, well, you can learn to do that. Then he says, the industrial society says you can learn to do that as well. And yes, he is very condescending about all those people. Yeah, because they're not nearly as smart as he is. He goes, but now we're smart, you know. He said, the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology and the skill sets that you need to have to think and analyze. But we got to figure out what we're going to do when we take these people's jobs, because that's what we're focused on. The thing that will stop them from setting up a guillotine someday. What do we do about that? And you know, that's already happened. Outside of Jeff Bezos' house, some of these Antifa activists have already set up a guillotine, because that's what happens with the French Revolution. Eventually, they come back for the very technocrats who started the fire.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want, like putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Development in the gold market from China. You remember Goldfinger? You remember when the plot was to contaminate, to mess up Fort Knox? You know, that was what Goldfinger was going to do. Well, it turns out that China is kind of working on something like that. There are supervillains today. We found 83 tons of fake gold bars. The gold market has been rocked by massive China counterfeiting scandal. This may be one of the biggest gold counterfeiting scandals in recent history. And they got away with it, I guess, unlike Goldfinger. More than a dozen Chinese financial institutions, mainly trust companies. Yeah, trust companies. con companies, right? Like confidence men. They loaned 20 billion yen, that's $2.8 billion, over the past 5 years, with pure gold as collateral, and insurance policies to cover any losses. Problem is, the gold turned out to be gold-plated copper. Okay. Well, what does that amount to? I mean, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. You know, at about $1,770 an ounce, 83 tons, that's $4.7 billion. Oh, okay, now it doesn't sound like too much money. The way the Federal Reserve and Washington is throwing money around, right? 4.7, 83 tons of gold. Wow. That's a lot of fraud, isn't it? You know, they pass this stuff off as being worth something. It's actually worth less. Well, not worth less. I mean, the copper is worth something. I don't know what it is, but, and it's got some gold plating on it. So yeah, we can work with that. But you know, $4.7 billion. But I ask you, who's the bigger fraud? These Chinese counterfeiters or the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve has done more than that, 1,000 times more than that. So just imagine that. You know, somebody gets away with passing off 83 tons of gold, and it's nothing but, you know, gold-plated copper. That's pretty big. Imagine if they were to pull that off 1,000 times. I mean, we're into it more than that. You know, we're into more than $4.7 trillion just with the stimulus money. And that doesn't even count all the money that got poured in with the repo market stuff, right? And we're not allowed to know who they're giving the stimulus money to. It's so corrupt, they don't want you to know because they're afraid that you'll pull out guillotines and put them in front of their house. Like people just did to Jeff Bezos. They imagine if somebody did this thing and printed 83 tons and did it over 1,000 times. You'd have to be pretty stupid to fall for that 1,000 times, wouldn't you? How stupid is America? How stupid is the world? Do you think there's a lot of people who understand the fraud of the Federal Reserve and how it continues to go on? And it's not only that. The Chinese are actively working to undermine the petrodollar. An article from Zero Hedge. Will China forming an oil buying cartel? Will they end the petrodollar? So they're going after, remember we had the OPEC, which is the oil producing and exporting companies, right? And so from the producer side, they tried to create a cartel. Now, since China is the world's largest importer of oil, it's organizing a cartel of buyers. And they're coming after the U.S. petrodollar, which, you know, when America had to go off the gold standard. Why? Because after Bretton Woods, after World War II, people said, all right, the only intact economy is the U.S. economy. And so they're going to be the reserve currency. And, of course, they're backed by gold. So that's good. And they said, wait a minute, you're not backed by gold. You're just printing paper out here. And so then President Kissinger, who was a real president, says, we got the plan here with the Saudis. And he sets up the petrodollar, where we agree to protect them militarily, and they agree to buy our federal dollars, and that made us kept us as the world's reserve currency, took us off the gold standard. And now the Chinese are trying to take us off the petrodollar. But the question is, can the Chinese, setting up an oil-buying cartel, can they destroy the U.S. dollar any faster than the Federal Reserve can? I don't think so. I mean, this is a race to the bottom. You know, who's going to destroy us first? Is it going to be the Chinese, the Russians are going to destroy the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency? Or will it be a self-inflicted wound if you consider the Federal Reserve to be American? I mean, do they have any loyalty to America? They're a foreign attacker anyway. Enemies, foreign and domestic, are all coming after the U.S. dollar and its reserve currency. And it's just a race to see who's going to get us first. And, of course, China has now passed national security law, a turning point for Hong Kong. As many people said, it marks the end of Hong Kong that the world knew before. And they say it pushes China more along a conflict path with the U.S. government. They've outlawed, criminalized any acts of secession. Oh, didn't we have a war about that? Who were the bad guys? Were the bad guys, the ones who are outlawing secession after they'd seceded from Great Britain. I don't know. What? Subversion? That's criminalized. Of course, you know, subversion means, to them, questioning the power or the authority of China. Any terrorism? And, of course, that is also subjective as well. And collusion with foreign or external forces. And they will be setting up a national security office in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, you have the U.S. government is not so much on a collision path. They have now essentially caved to the Chinese. They said, we're going to remove any special trade provisions that we had for Hong Kong. So the Trump administration has now thrown Hong Kong under the bus. Under the bus. I don't think we ought to go to war to save Hong Kong from China. I just think we ought to give all these people a free ticket to come here so that they can join us and fight communism, because they would be great allies in the fight against communism. All right, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Dr. Andrew Wakefield, someone who has been at the forefront of fighting what I've been talking about this program, vaccines. And he has there's a new movie that is coming out, 1986theact.com. And I want to play you a little bit of the trailer here because he's going to be joining us in the next segment. And what they have there is 1984, and they cross out the four and they put six. Because when you give legal immunity to these pharmaceutical companies, it has very, very bad corrupting consequences. Let's play a little bit of that trailer because Dr. Wakefield is going to be joining us in the next segment. Let's run the trailer.
Ford Motor Company introduced the Pinto. It was a small car with a big problem. Ford was accused of causing up to 900 burn deaths, because they were unwilling to spend just $11 per vehicle for a safer gas tank.
The behavior of the vaccine manufacturers is identical. If we kill kids, it's going to cost us $500,000. If we don't kill kids, it's going to cost us $1 million. Here's how much we have to price our vaccine at. I found the Pinto memo for vaccines. Less than a cent per dose to make it safer. And they were unwilling to cut into their profit margin.
So 1963 was the earliest they knew they could make a safer vaccine?
No, it wasn't.
The fact is, we may have had a safer shot a long time ago.
Are you kidding me? 60 years before the safer vaccine was actually licensed.
And they would tell the public, the judges, the congressmen, and their senators,
you need to protect us from vaccine injury lawsuits.
The present DTP vaccine is the safest that medical science can now provide.
Liar.
One of the biggest intimidation tactics I've ever seen a company do in this country.
A blackmail of Congress.
If they knew they could make it safer and chose not to, then a jury trial would be disastrous.
With the passage of the act, the 90s opened up an entirely new era for vaccination.
The court's decision has granted an immunity to drug manufacturers not afforded to any other industry.
No liability.
Promotes riskier products.
The agencies that are supposed to protect Americans from dangerous drugs have all become sock puppets for the industry that they're supposed to be regulating.
There's something very wrong here when we're mandating a vaccine and we don't even know how many children are being injured.
Marty asked what we're going to do about vaccination.
Kids can't go to school without their shots.
In the wake of the 86 Act, the vaccine schedule ramped up dramatically.
It's a $52 billion industry.
And there were more and more vaccines.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going to have Dr. Wakefield join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about this movie. Should be very powerful. As you can see, it is exposing the fraud behind this vaccine immunity. That goes back to 1986, one of the first things that Fauci did. But folks, if you want to support us here and keep us on air, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our 4th of July special, we have free shipping. Double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We've got a new product on the sale list today, VasoBeat, 50% off. Big savings on DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Winter Sun, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 4th of July specials each day.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news, and I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off, and I thought they recognized who I was, so I rolled down my window, and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you, and I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech. reach to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is somebody that I've admired for a long time. You know, to have integrity, to do the right thing regardless of what the cost is. I think that's the thing that we all aspire to. And I think the person who certainly in my lifetime is a good example of this is Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a physician who, when he noticed problems with vaccines, he talked about it. He went public with it because his concern was doing the right thing and helping people. And so he's joining us now, and we're going to talk in the about vaccines in general, but we're also going to talk about a new, very powerful film I think is going to be coming out that he's associated with, 1986, theact.com. I just played you a trailer for that. So joining us now is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Wakefield.
David, it's great to be back on the show. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, tell the audience a little bit about how you got into looking at vaccines. You were a gastroenterologist, right? How did you start to look at vaccines?
That's right. I was entirely mainstream, trained in medicine at St. Mary's Hospital, graduated in 1981, five generations of my family at that same medical school. And I was running a big research team in the Royal Free Hospital, part of the University of London. We were looking at Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, epidemic diseases. And on May the 17th, 1995, I got a call from a mother saying, this is what happened to my child. I wasn't anti-vaccine. I took him to the doctor to get his MMR, his measles, mumps, rubella vaccine on time. He was never the same again. He slept for 3 days. He never woke up. He was never the same child, lost speech, language, interaction, ultimately diagnosed with autism. And I said, whoa, I'm a gastroenterologist. How can I possibly help? I know nothing about autism. When I was at medical school, it was so rare, one in 10,000, we weren't even taught about it.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason I'm calling you is because he has terrible stomach problems, terrible gastrointestinal problems. And the doctors and nurses that I've consulted say this is just part of autism. Well, no, it wasn't. And so I put together a team of researchers. We looked at this issue. And of course, as is almost always the case in medicine, the mother's story was correct. The children had an inflammatory bowel disease. We treated that. Not only did the bowel disease get better, but the symptoms of autism improved. And you've got to bear in mind, David, we were taught that this was a dead-end disease. There's no cure, no treatment, no getting better. It's lifelong. Put your child in a home and get over it. Move on. And that was unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. So we had an absolute obligation to investigate the mother's story that this was vaccine-related, that your child had regressed into this condition after MMR vaccination. And I am now utterly convinced that the parents were right on each and every aspect of this condition. Now, pursuing vaccine safety was not good for my career. And the system has a way of dealing with doctors and scientists who dissent from either policy or threaten the bottom line, threaten profiteering. And they have a pragmatic and ruthless way of dealing with people like me. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I am now a filmmaker. I love what I do. It's been a privilege looking after these families and their children. I'll go on doing that. Nothing's going to stop me doing that because it
That's
is
the amazing thing. And so we look at this film that you've done, talking about the immunity that was given to the big pharmaceutical companies. No matter how badly they harm people, they get legal immunity. But when you are concerned about their health, you get purged, even though you have been there, as you point out, five generations of doctors. You know, Dr. Wakefield, I've talked to a police officer last week who was he came out against corruption within the police department, and they came after him very hard. And one of the things that made him so honest with us and so committed to this principle was that his father-in-law, came from a long line of police officers, and he believed in that work, just like you believed in the healing work that you're doing. But the systems have become very corrupt, and people need to understand how that corruption is happening when we talk about immunity. We're talking about immunity from the police or immunity from big pharmaceutical companies. We'll be right back to talk about that documentary, 1986theact.com.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Andy Wakefield and Andrew Wakefield. It's on the sheet here as Andy, but I think it's Dr. Andrew. I'm going to call you Andrew. We began at the top of the hour, and we have some radio and TV affiliates who do news at the top of the hour. So just briefly recap what Dr. Wakefield said. Five generations of doctors, and just like police officer who was a whistleblower about corruption in Baltimore, he got the full Frank Serpico treatment. A true believer in the mission that he signed on to as a police officer, just as Dr. Wakefield is a true believer in the mission of being a doctor. And he took it seriously. You know, doctors, one of the core ethics is do no harm, has been since the Greek philosopher Galen. And so when he had somebody come to him, he's a gastroenterologist, a lady came to him, said, my child was vaccine damaged. He said, why are you talking to me about this? And she said, well, because it's manifested in his bowels. And so he started investigating this, started looking at the connections between all this. And for that, he had his career ended as a doctor, driven out. And yet the pharmaceutical companies, since 1986, have been getting legal immunity for doing harm to people. And so I'm sure Dr. Wakefield, now that you've become a documentary and movie producer, and we're going to talk about this movie that's coming out. And folks, if you want to go to his website, autismmediachannel.com, autismmediachannel.com. And I'm sure that that was something that was always at the forefront of your mind. When you're trying to help people, you get purged. But these other people who are recklessly putting out products that do damage, they are given immunity.
That's right. David, just to correct you, the new website for the film is called 1986.
Okay.
So we should have updated.
Yes. 1986. Okay, 1986theact.com. And the logo is 1984 with the four crossed out and a six marked on there, because this is really Orwellian what has happened, isn't it, since 1986?
Absolutely. I mean, on the face of this, this is a story about the conception, the birth, and the imminent demise of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And this was signed into law by Ronald Reagan in 1986, and it effectively gave blanket immunity to the pharmaceutical industries who made vaccines for damage done to children by those vaccines on the recommended CDC schedule. And that's gone from just a handful to 72 doses of vaccines by the age of 18 now. So a staggering number.
And it could not be more topical, Dr. Wakefield, because now we have Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who was standing right there with Ronald Reagan. He became head of the NIH and, you know, where they were overseeing vaccines and so forth in 1985. And immediately this thing gets run through, and he was there from the very beginning of this immunity.
It's a man who's just—it's astonishing—a man who's got it wrong for so long, and who has, yes, for example, in his tenure as head of the National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Disease, rates of autoimmune disease, of asthma, of eczema have gone up absolutely dramatically. There has been no improvement in the condition. It has got worse and worse and worse. How can it possibly be that someone who's overseen this extraordinary situation still remains in charge and is still getting up there telling us that we are going to have some kind of mandatory vaccination globally for a disease like COVID-19, which, as I gather, is already mutated, and therefore any vaccine is likely to be less effective or ineffective at all.
And of course, Fauci's take on all that is that, well, he's already, even though they haven't done any testing on these vaccines, he's saying, well, I think it'll probably only be about 70-75% effective, which means that everybody's going to have to get it for us to have any kind of herd immunity. So he's already pushing an agenda to vaccinate everybody. Bill Gates has said we're going to have to vaccinate the world. Some of the people have said we're going to have to do it on an annual basis. I mean, this is an ongoing issue here. And as you noticed in that initial patient, that got your attention. You started investigating any kind of link between vaccines and autism. And, of course, that is really the hot spot for the mainstream media and the people who control our information. Well, you talk about the connection between autism and vaccines. They purge you out pretty quickly, and yet nobody seems to be interested in investigating why we're having this explosion of autism.
Yeah, why we have 1 in 20 boys in New Jersey who have autism.
Yeah.
1 in 20, and that number is going up exponentially.
It's
going to be 1 in 2 children by 2032. No economy, no country can withstand such an onslaught of such a terrible condition. So, but nothing seems to be done about it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares mm-hmm. apart from parents who are affected or the doctors who are directly concerned with dealing with these children. And it's absolutely unacceptable. The federal agencies are allowing it to continue to get worse and worse and worse and do nothing about it. And worst of all, the CDC has participated, as you saw in the film Vaxxed, in a fraud, a deliberate cover-up to disguise the fact that these vaccines are causally associated with autism. They know it, and they put millions of children in harm's way, and yet the process continues to this very day. And here we are talking about putting more vaccines on the mandatory vaccine schedule, not stopping, not having a moratorium, not doing the right science, but continuing the process.
You know, I began the program this morning, Dr. Wakefield, with a video clip of an epidemic of a, I don't know what his specialty was. I don't know if he's an epidemiologist. I think he was at Stanford. I don't have the doctor's name now. We played the clip. If you guys get it, you can put it up there on the board for me. But he was saying, I had this right from the, there he is right there. But he was saying, I had this right from the very beginning. And he's a chemistry professor. He said, nobody said, well, I disagree with your numbers. They just said, stop talking about this. And that's where we are really on science right now. They don't want anybody to actually question or look or investigate whether it's COVID-19 or whether it's autism and the connection to vaccines. That's what they did. They just told you to shut up and they purged you out of the system.
Yeah, see, I was told that this would not be good for my career. And I was also told, most alarmingly, and this is what really focused my attention on working twice as hard on this issue, I was told by my colleagues who are pediatricians, we cannot be seen to question the safety of MMR vaccine. Now, that's not science. That's not caring.
That's right.
Medicine. That is not doing your job. That's how you might appear to your colleagues in public for daring to ask a question about the safety of something that is mandated for every healthy child in the world, effectively. What an astonishing situation. And what that did for me was to really focus my attention and make me work twice as hard on this issue.
And that's it. Science is always about questioning. And as a doctor, you should always be investigating. If you got an epidemic of something that was absolutely unknown, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and all of a sudden now, as you point out, 1 in 20 boys in New Jersey that have this, what is the connection? And anybody who has just a cursory look at what's going on might look at the fact that there seems to be a rough correlation. It doesn't mean causation, but it looks like there's a correlation between the rise of vaccines and the rise of autism. So maybe that ought to be in, that correlation ought to be investigated to see if there is causation.
Absolutely, David. But the thing that emerges from this current film, on the face of it, it could be seen as another dark story of conflicting evidence and hostility and division and all of the things that pervade the media at the moment in this country. But actually, it's about something far, far more fundamental and important, and that is the power, the extraordinary power of maternal intuition.
Yes.
The ability of the mothers in an intuitive way, but something that has evolved as the touchstone for our very survival over hundreds of thousands of years, is the intuitive ability of the mother to say there is something wrong about this. It does not feel right. And to trust that instinct, and for husbands to trust that their wives have this instinct, because mothers know their children far better than any man in a white coat, any public health official, anyone else.
That's right.
And that is why we're here on this earth now, not because of doctors or health, but because of maternal intuition. And that is the message. And that is a subtly different approach to a film. In other words, the facts are still the same. The villains are still the villains. The documents still tell the story, but it enables us to take back control, to say, actually, there's a very positive message here. And that is, we are in control. We need to look inside to determine our destiny. And that's the important thing.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back again. You can find information about it. And we're going to talk about the film, how people can see it, and more about what is in it. The film is, the website is 1986theact.com. And we're going to be right back talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Stay with us.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubofors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. When I talk about vital information, I mean literally vital information. Something that is essential to your life. That's what that root word comes from, vital. And that is precisely what the establishment does not want you to hear. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield and five generations of doctors. He took the medical practice seriously, took do no harm seriously. He wanted to investigate what he saw in his patients. And when he was told, don't say anything about vaccines or big pharmaceutical companies, it's like, well, if they're harming people, I have to say something. And so he has, like InfoWars, suffered the wrath of the information controllers because there's stuff that they don't want you to know that is vital to your life, essential to your life, to the life of your children and your grandchildren. And so he has now become a documentary film producer, and he's got a new film that's about to be released, 1986theact.com. And we're going to talk about how you can see that. But first, Dr. Wakefield, let's talk about the vital information in this that they don't want people to know. Tell us a little bit about the angle of this film and anything you want to tell us about the film.
Absolutely, David. Sure. Beyond the power of the maternal instinct, which really pervades this story, the underlying theme is what happens when you take a product or an industry out of the free market, when you provide for it a protective niche that protects it from the constraints of the free market economy. And you and I know that in a free market economy, then good products will float to the surface and they will succeed and the companies will thrive. Bad products sink to the bottom and the companies will either have to change, improve, or perish. Now, when you take a product out of that free market economy, that constraint, then you have a problem, and that problem becomes a nightmare when the government then mandates that product, that dangerous product, that unsafe product for all children in the country and increasingly governments around the world for every child in the world. Mm. Now you have a nightmare. When the government and the industry conspire together to overthrow, to undermine, to destroy the systems that are in place, the checks and balances that make sure that unsafe product is identified and corrected or taken out of the market. When that happens, when you bribe politicians and buy the media and you become so wealthy that you own everything in effect, then you have an absolute disaster. And that is currently the situation in which we're in. And so the
when you look at this, it goes back to think about the bank failures that we had 2007, 2008. Oh, well, they're too big to fail. And what did that result in? Corruption. We've seen that with immunity given to police departments. They have no liability if they harm somebody. We see what happens with the big pharmaceutical companies. It always builds in corruption. But then there's also, as you point out, the force aspect of this. And we're at the cusp of a whole new measure of force is being used on people. Everybody is talking about mandatory vaccines. We've had Alan Dershowitz come out and say, yeah, the government can force you to get a vaccine. And I'm all for them dragging you out and forcing that needle into your arm. For adults as well as children, and with no limitations whatsoever. And we've got the federal government now, in response to COVID-19, running Operation Warp Speed. We've got the U.S. military creating 300 million doses. They've contracted with AstraZeneca to create 300 million doses of a vaccine to be determined. We don't even know what it is, but we got to get it out by the end of the year. I mean, this is unbelievably reckless, Dr. Wakefield.
Well, that's why the importance of this film is that it will show us. We will look at what is proposed, and now we will be able to see where we've done this in the past and what the outcome was. And I can tell you, it's been uniformly disastrous on every occasion that it's been attempted. Either the vaccine has failed completely or it was totally unnecessary. And when it has been given, people have been hurt. There was no benefit to the consumer, only damage. And so it is a prediction of where we are going to go. And yet the difference between this and the historical situation is there is no liability whatsoever that this is being fast-tracked to market, that we are using vaccines about which we know nothing in terms of their long-term or even their medium-term damage that they might do in the human body. And yet we're talking about giving it to everybody. Now, if you want to have a vaccine, that's your choice. If you are given informed consent and you decide that that's what you want to do, then that's fine. That is your choice in a free country. But do not force anyone to undergo any medical procedure at any time. And we've learned from history that that is catastrophic and should never. It's completely unacceptable. And so whatever Dershowitz may think, and if he may want to line up and get a vaccine himself, if the problem is with the Supreme Court or with Congress, then that's where we need to go to overturn this issue and correct it, because there is no way on this planet that anyone should be forced to have a medical procedure, particularly every healthy individual in the world. It's unacceptable.
It's absolutely a form of slavery. It's a denial of human rights. So many of these people who, amazing, are saying, well, I'm pro-choice about abortion and so forth. My body, my choice. They don't want to extend that choice to vaccines. They're going to say, no, you have to do that. And Dr. Wakefield, you know, the leading candidate in all of this is Moderna. This is a company that has a strategy for medicine and for vaccines that is so dangerous that all the other big pharmaceutical companies said, no, we're not going to do that. They're talking about messenger RNA modification. And that is really dangerous. And they've never produced a product. But now they have gotten nearly a half a billion dollars in this Operation Warp Speed. They're the leading candidate, the guy, Moncef Slaoui, who was on their board of directors and now become the vaccine czar. And so the most dangerous candidate in a very dangerous new approach to vaccines is now the leading candidate, and they're ramping up ways to manufacture and distribute this.
And it is a fact that the National Institutes of Health are shareholders in this entire process. Here we have a government agency paid for by taxpayers' dollars that is meant to be a safety check, if you like, as to the science that has been conducted around this, and they have a huge conflict of interest. They stand to profit enormously from this very process. You cannot have that kind of conflict of interest operating in this kind of precarious, enormously precarious arena. And so
it's amazing to look at the fact that we got bureaucracies and individuals within the bureaucracies who own these patents. I mean, in the CDC, you've got more than 15 vaccine patents that are owned by people who are making decisions about what they're going to mandate in terms of vaccines. And the same situation, as you pointed out, and I pointed out earlier in the show as well, at the NIH, they admit, we got patents on these vaccines we're going to be pushing to people.
That's right. And in the UK, you have the Oxford group headed by a guy who's also advising the government's committee on vaccination and immunization. I mean, it's unacceptable that you have this conflict of interest, and people need to be aware of this. And without shows like yours or movies like the one that's coming out, people would simply not be aware of these facts. And they need to be aware, because that is part of the process of informed consent. And people should be given informed consent. Even if it is their choice to go ahead and have these vaccines, it must come with fully informed consent. Here are the risks. Here are the benefits. Here's what we don't know. Have we ever done this before? No. Have we circumvented the animal studies? Safety testing? Yes. People need to know this.
We got to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to tell you how you can find this movie, when it's going to be released, and a little bit more about it. This is the vital issue of the moment, folks, because this is where this COVID thing is headed, to mandatory vaccines of very, very dangerous proportions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock
50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I met a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield. If you're just joining us, he's was a gastroenterologist, qualified with a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons in 1985, awarded a fellowship of the Royal College of Pathologists in 2001, published over 140 original scientific articles, book chapters, and invited scientific commentaries, and then he made a mistake. He actually questioned, because of his job of being a doctor, he actually questioned after a patient was brought to him and he saw a link. He actually questioned, why do we have this autism exploding? You know, it's okay to set up support groups and just accept it as a fact of life. Don't question why autism is exploding. Certainly don't question any connection between autism and the explosion in vaccines. And when he did that, rather than looking at his research and criticizing his research, as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, a Nobel Prize winning chemist said, look, this COVID-19 thing, I don't think we're doing the right thing. I don't think it's going to be the pandemic that you say it's going to be. And instead of questioning his research, they just told him to shut up. And that's what they told Dr. Wakefield. Purge him out. But he has vital information, folks, that affects your life, life of your children, your grandchildren, the life of all of us, because this is now really ramping up. And it goes back to the immunity that was given to the big pharmaceutical companies over any damage that they cause to people with vaccines, going back to 1986. And he's now produced a film, 1986, theact.com is where you can find that film to tell people what is at the heart of this. And of course, the guy who was there pushing out immunity to the pharmaceutical companies was Dr. Fauci from the very beginning, the same guy who is now making it his life work to give immunity, legal immunity, to the vaccine companies while he pushes every form of vaccine to the world. Dr. Wakefield, let's talk a little bit about the movie. When is it going to be released, and how can people see this at the website?
Right, the movie comes out on the 8th of July, and it will be streamed on two sites. It'll be streamed on our website, which is 1986theact.com. It'll also be available on a new platform, which is a platform that is meant to overcome the censorship that we're now seeing on the main platforms, such as Instagram, such as YouTube and Facebook, and that is sphere.io, sphir.io. So that's where people can see it. And David, once again, the key thing is that in these dark times when people don't need any more bad news, this film has an extremely powerful positive message to take away from it, and that is take back control of your lives. Take back control of your destiny by recognizing the power inside you to make the right decisions about things like vaccines.
Avoid. That's right. If we don't stand up for our freedoms and our liberties, they're being taken from us very rapidly. Is this a documentary or is this a dramatization?
Well, it's an interesting situation. David, just by virtue of background, it could have been told as a standard talking head documentary and people would have been asleep in 10 minutes. Seriously, it was legislation, litigation, medical science, and people would have said, whoa. And so what I did was something new, and I took a couple and I put it in their hands. I took a couple who are you and me, who are, the people, every couple around the world having a question about what they should do for their forthcoming baby or for their children or grandparents, advising them. What do we do? This is the argument, the debate, the discussion that's on the lips of everybody worldwide at the moment, particularly in the face of COVID-19. Yeah. And so to put the story in their hands and they go on a journey of discovery and they unearth all the documents, the legal discovery documents, the hidden facts about why this act came to be passed in the first place, the industry lies and deception, the government's complicit behavior in this whole process to undermine what was originally intended by Congress. And they discover it. And we care about them because they are us. Their journey is our journey. They're doing the things that we should have done or could have done or maybe did do to some extent. But we now follow them because we care. And their outcome is our outcome. And suddenly this is much more than just a talking head documentary, but something that directly affects our lives in so very many ways.
That's very, very wise because, you know, when we look at this, I've known so many people who have had their lives or the lives of their children upended. And it's heartbreaking when you look at this as a story. You know, as it's been said, a million people having this happen to them, that's a statistic. And that's the way it could be presented as a statistic in a documentary. But with one individual, it is a tragedy. And we want to make sure that tragedy doesn't happen in our family. And so I think that really is important that you've done this as a dramatization. And I think this is, and everybody needs to understand, this is a decision that is coming on you very, very quickly. In a matter of months, they're going to be pushing vaccines. And they're preparing them now. They're not necessarily testing. They're skipping all the steps even to do the kind of quote-unquote testing that they've done in the past. And we've shown you the clips where you have the people, the scientists saying, yeah, we really got to start doing testing on this. I mean, they've been pretty shoddy in terms of their testing. And we've caught them. Del Bigtree, put out the videos showing these people talking about how they're not doing sufficient testing. Well, they're not even pretending to do testing with this vaccine. So this is a decision that each and every one of us is going to be faced with in a couple of months. And you better listen to at least take a look at this documentary. Get the other side of it. What is there about this that they don't want you to know? And why are they giving this kind of financial immunity to these corporations? 1986theact.com. That's very, very important for people to understand. This is something that's going to be on everybody in just a couple of months, Dr. Wakefield.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the key to this is, as with every good drama, there's conflict. And you don't duck the issue of, well, what about polio? Which is what the husband says. Well, what about polio? And so it deals with that issue right up front. Right up front. So the wife feels instinctively that there is a problem, something that needs to be investigated here. And the husband is, you know, you're getting worried about nothing. What about polio? And walks out of the room. Well, how many times have I seen this in 95% of relationships? This is the way it is. In 5%, the father says, no, there's a problem here. But the majority, the great majority of times, it's this way around. And so you deal with that issue and you take on the issue of what about polio? And people will be very surprised when the real story comes to light.
Yeah, and you know, when we look at vaccines of the past, you know, go back to Louis Pasteur or whatever, that's not the vaccines that we're talking about today. And you know, people have to understand, as we mentioned, the leading candidate in this is a new strategy of modifying messenger RNA. This is something that has never been done in a drug, and it's not going to be tested before they roll this thing out and mass manufacture it by billions of doses, because it's not just in the U.S., but where you got the military running out 300 million doses of this, they're doing this worldwide. They're talking about doing this. Bill Gates wants this for each and every person on the planet. And he's covered his bets on a lot of these different vaccines. It's not just about the money. Many of us believe that he's got a different agenda. But regardless, you need to pay attention to the risks. And that is what this is really about. We've got about another minute and a half, Dr. Wakefield. Give people your final pitch about how important this is, because I really do believe that this is very important for people to see.
Well, I think just a mention about the RNA vaccines. Here is a structure, a substance that you put into the body, and you can't switch it off. You can't. Once it's in there, it's in there. You can't switch it off. And if that RNA encodes for a protein that we then produce in abundance forevermore, and that protein produces an autoimmune disease in 10, 20, 50% of the population, it's too late. The damage is done. Oh, but the pharmaceutical industry are going to clean up at the other end by treating the autoimmune disease that their vaccines have generated. And that is a $1 trillion market. So this is a win at the front end, win at the back end kind of situation. And it is being done without any attention being paid in the way it should be to the issues of long-term or even medium-term safety. Watch the film, because by watching the film, what you will understand is where we've come from in these arguments, in this situation, how it played out in the past, and therefore we can predict how it's going to play out in the future.
That's right. Understand and see the story of these people as they go through these decisions, as they live this, so that you don't have to live it as well. 1986, The Act. .com, and it's coming out July 8th. Is that correct? They can find links to purchase it, to rent it, and to watch it online. Thank you so much, Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
My pleasure. Thank
As
you,
men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all. We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is the ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've been lied to so many different ways. The question is, surrounded by government failure, why do people still believe? This is an article at Zero Hedge, authored by the American Institute for Economic Research. Small businesses unable to apply for loans. Many large ones had no problem at all, and the money is gone, but we don't know who got it. We were told, Planned Parenthood's not going to get any money. Democrats tried to shove it in there. They said, no, we're going to specifically say they can't get money. And then they came off with $80 million. Well, you have mom and pop businesses everywhere being bankrupted. 40% of Yelp customers, I pointed out yesterday, I think it's 41%, permanently closed. Yeah, the check is in the mail. One of the big lies that you always hear, especially when it's coming from the government. But why should we be dependent on the government for a check? Why should we be forced into unemployment, forced into bankruptcy, forced to have our life's work, our businesses closed? And I'm talking to you, Governor Abbott, and you, President Trump. It's not just the Democrats like Whitmer and Cuomo. The IRS paid $1.4 billion in stimulus payments to dead people. And we know this whole thing was a mistake, right? The question is, why are we continuing this mistake? Why are we continuing to do this? It's kind of insanity, isn't it? And passivity. I think we're at the point that the Roman Empire was when they could no longer muster the will to defend their country from the barbarians that had invaded them. We see this in every aspect of society. But I want to, as we look at the deception, we've focused for the most part in this show deception about the coronavirus. But of course, remember, the coronavirus, as I point out, was just the MacGuffin. This whole thing began, the entire plan of the plandemic was formed around another MacGuffin. And that was apocalyptic climate change. And everything they wanted to do, all the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, the smart cities, the tracking, the universal basic income, taking away your food, taking away your job, limiting your movements and tracking everything that you do. Oh, that was all going to save the planet. And we see that Forbes, Republican Forbes magazine. Remember we had Forbes is going to run for president at one point in time. So heavily Republican Forbes has now censored an award-winning environmentalist's apology over participating in climate scare. They pulled it down. They censored it. Forbes censored it. And so Zero Hedge says, well, here it is then. This is what Forbes doesn't want you to see. Forbidden information, just like Dr. Andrew Wakefield in his documentary, 1986theact.com. They don't want you to know that they had to give legal immunity to the vaccine companies because they were doing so much damage to people. So he did a dramatization about that. Very important that you see that because you're going to be faced with that decision very shortly. But let's talk about the other piece of propaganda that they've been pulling on people. Now, the individual who wrote this says, on behalf of environmentalists everywhere, I would like to formally apologize for the climate scare that we created over the last 30 years. He says, climate change is happening. It's just not the end of the world. It's not even our most serious environmental problem. I may seem like a strange person to be saying this. I've been a climate activist for 20 years and an environmentalist for 30. But as an energy expert asked by Congress to provide expert testimony and invited by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's the UN's IPCC, they're the ones who are really driving all this stuff, to serve as an expert reviewer, he says, I have to apologize for how badly we environmentalists have misled the public. Here are some facts that people now know. Humans are not causing a sixth mass extinction. The Amazon is not the lungs of the world. Climate change is not making natural disasters work. Fires have declined 25% around the world since 2003. The amount of land that we use for meat has declined by an area nearly as large as Alaska. The buildup of wood fuel and more houses near forests, not climate change, explain why there's more and more dangerous fires in Australia and California. Carbon emissions are declining in most rich nations and have been declining in Britain, Germany, France since the mid-1970s. Adapting to life below sea level made the Netherlands rich, not poor. We produce 25% more food than we need. Food surpluses will continue to rise as the world gets hotter. Habitat loss and the direct killing of wild animals are bigger threats to species and climate change. Wood fuel is far worse for people and in wildlife than fossil fuels. Preventing future pandemics requires more, not less, industrial agriculture. Now, who is saying this? Is this me? No. He says, look, you may dismiss me as some right-wing environmentalist, but he said, let me tell you where I come from. He says, I'm not. At 17, I lived in Nicaragua to show solidarity with the Sandinista Socialist Revolution. At 23, I raised money for the Guatemalan women's cooperatives. In my early 20s, I lived in the semi-Amazon doing research with small farmers fighting land invasions. At 26, I helped to expose poor conditions at the Nike factories in Asia. I became an environmentalist at 16 when I threw a fundraiser for Rainforest Action Network. At 27, I helped to save the last unprotected ancient redwoods in California. In my 30s, I advocated renewables and successfully helped people persuade the Obama administration to invest $90 billion into them. But until last year, I mostly avoided speaking out against climate scare. I am as guilty of alarmism as any other environmentalist. For years, I referred to climate change as an existential threat to human civilization, and I called it a crisis. But here's a guy, folks, who has been doing this for decades, an environmentalist for 30 years, an alarmist for 20. And let me tell you, this is why they had to remove climate change as a MacGuffin and stick in the coronavirus. And of course, it nicely dovetails into all of this stuff. Everything that they wanted to do, the smart cities, the eugenics, the tracking, the automation, taking people's jobs, all of that, easily moves over to this. And they had to do it because the people who've been doing it for decades, it was such an obvious fraud. Nobody was buying it, even the people who've been selling it for decades. That's why they had to do this. He said, mostly I was scared, right? We've seen this over and over again. I began the program with a Nobel Prize winning chemist from Stanford University saying, I told everybody about this. My fellow scientists were afraid of the establishment. They're afraid to come out and tell the truth. I talked to Dr. Andrew Wakefield because he was not afraid to tell the truth, and he's still telling the truth, and that is vital information. You need to see that documentary. It's not a documentary, I'm sorry. It's a dramatization of what a family went through. It's not a dry documentary. That's the key thing. He's smart enough not to do that. But you need to see that. This guy says, I was scared. I remained quiet about the climate disinformation campaign because I was afraid of losing friends and funding. But then last year, things spiraled out of control. Alexandria Occasional Cortex said, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And Britain's most high-profile environmental group claimed climate change kills children. The world's most influential green journalist, Bill McKibben, called climate change the greatest challenge humans have ever faced and said that it would wipe out civilizations. As a result, half the people surveyed around the world last year said they thought climate change would make humanity extinct. But now they've got much bigger approval numbers for extinction with the coronavirus. Because it's not just him. When Michael Moore came out and said, you know, renewables, that's just a scam. That's just a scam. Oh, look what they've done to him. He says, I based on 2 decades of research, 3 decades of environmental activism, he says, I've now written a book, Apocalypse Never. Some highlights from the book. Factories and modern farming are the keys to human liberation and environmental progress. Modern farming, human liberation, and environmental progress at the same time? Yeah, that's right. The most important thing for saving the environment is producing more food, particularly meat, on less land. So if you're going to fight a pandemic, you don't shut down your food supply, your medicine supply, and your hospitals. It was a stupid strategy from the beginning. It was obvious what they were trying to do. They were not trying to fight this. It was not a wartime footing. This was a policy of sanctions and war on the American people. It is a globalist war on the American people, and it continues unabated. Unabated. And, you know, the biggest thing that people don't understand, just like yesterday Craig Richardson was saying, the big dollar behind all the green movement is from big oil. Just like we find out that it was the Pentagon and the CIA that were funding ISIS. How about that? It was big oil who's pushing this climate change stuff here. Folks, this is why you need independent media. If you want to support us here at InfoWars, our 4th of July special, we're trying to support you as well. We've got a new special today, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Vasobeat, 50% off. Bod Ease, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Big savings there and free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Banned on Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.